GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex, your guide through the latest twists and turns of the crypto world, through the noise, hype, and genuine innovation. Today, we're peeling back the layers on some of the market's most intriguing maneuvers and hint. It's about as decentralized as a front yard treehouse owned by a neighborhood billionaire. First up, let's talk about Toncoin. Recently, Pavel Durov, the enigmatic founder of Telegram, announced a major shift on the blockchain. Telegram is stepping up to become the largest validator of the Ton blockchain, effectively giving it the most significant influence over this supposed decentralized network. The market, rather than recoiling in horror at this centralization power grab, rewarded this transition with a 36% pump. The move comes under the grandiose moniker MTonga, or Make Ton Great Again, because apparently, the only thing better than a decentralized network is a centralized one controlled by your messaging app. So what does it mean when the keys to the kingdom are handed to a tech billionaire? It means decentralization is merely a slogan for some, not a practice. The Ton Foundation, once the custodian of this network's decentralized ideal, is now history. Traders seem to be saying they prefer trust in a recognizable name over the vague promises of a decentralized foundation. For developers and builders in this space, the lesson is clear. The allure of decentralization can sometimes be overshadowed by brand power and market perception. Switching gears, Hut 8, a long-standing Bitcoin miner, has undergone a metamorphosis of its own. They've ditched their traditional mining operations, selling them off to a company with ties to Eric Trump, and pivoted to AI infrastructure. Their $9.8 billion deal for a 352-megawatt AI data center lease in Texas's Beacon Point, announced on May 6th, has sent their stock soaring to an all-time high. The facility's specs are pegged to NVIDIA's DSX reference architecture, which means we're not talking about a mom-and-pop server farm, but a hyperscale juggernaut aimed at AI. The Bitcoin miners' pivot to AI infrastructure is a classic example of adapting to market demands. As crypto miners face increasing regulatory scrutiny and diminishing returns, diversifying into AI offers a lucrative, less volatile revenue stream. It's a sign for Web3 builders that infrastructure, and who controls it, is the new gold rush. If you're in the business of building, consider where the puck is headed, not where it's been. Meanwhile, down in Miami, Consensus 2026 opened with a bang. On the same day Bitcoin hit a staggering $81,000, the big league financial players like JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley showed up not out of skepticism, but as sponsors. CFTC Chair Michael Selig and Senator Ashley Moody were also in attendance, alongside Charles Schwab, which is rolling out spot Bitcoin and Ethereum trading to its retail client base. This isn't just a vibe shift, it's a tectonic one. The presence of such financial heavyweights at the conference signals a profound structural change in crypto's relationship with traditional finance. Bitcoin's price surge to $81 is a reflection of this newfound institutional embrace, and it suggests that the financial gatekeepers are finally coming to the table, utensils in hand, ready to make a meal out of this market. For crypto job seekers and builders, this is a clear indicator. The lines between traditional finance and crypto are blurring faster than ever. Whether you're coding, designing, or strategizing, having an understanding of both the decentralized ethos and traditional financial systems is going to be crucial in the years ahead. That's your crypto grind for today. Stay sharp, stay skeptical, and keep building. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.